Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Survivor's on tonight.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
It talking? Is.
It's not?
Well, most of us aren't going to have power, so...
Oh, you don't have power?
I don't know if I'm going to have power, but it's not looking good. And yeah. Honestly, I was sitting there saying to myself, this is BS. There's no way the governor sits by and lets them pull this off.
And he's doing it.
And they're going to do...
He's pissed, though.
Well, they're already
doing
it.
The light. Right.
I don't know how much of the East Bay is gone, but Riley's power got shut off at his apartment and school. And school, apparently Berkeley shut down. Unless maybe Riley quit school and just doesn't want to tell us. But he came home last night. He's like, yeah, they canceled classes. And near my house, a lot of stuff is out. I'm weirdly not out, but some of the hills are, and Sausalito's out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lights in the tunnel.
Right. So, how was that?
Yeah, it was fine. You know.
I mean, it's a short tunnel, but
it's a short tunnel.
Dark as
very dark.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm. But it's, you know, and some of the streetlights were out too. Like they actually, you know, there's traffic.
Here's
lights.
My question. And I'm serious. You need to call. Someone needs to call Gavin. And they need to send someone to PG&E buildings and make sure they're off too. Because if they've got their power while the rest of us are walking around in the dark, that doesn't seem right, does it?
Well, do they have to keep the power on there in order to be able to turn the power back on elsewhere? That's what I want to know.
In their office buildings?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's done out
of the... I'm sure they've got their power on. Please, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. It's it infuriates me that they're going to be sitting there with power while everybody around them is off. And
it's a very passive-aggressive way to deal with this whole thing.
It's more than it's not passive at all. This is up yours, general public.
Yeah.
Well.
And you know what? You want to sue us for these things? Then we'll turn you off.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, to play devil's advocate, if they don't turn it off and there is a fire, they'll just get blamed again.
I've already done this conversation in circles. Mm. I get it. You don't have to explain it to me, and I'm sure many people out there are saying, all right, fine, turn me off. But I went to the grocery store to get ice cream and weirdly Miller Lite last night because Jan drinks that, mm-hmm. of all things.
Miller Lite, huh?
That's his drink.
Well, you know, you pick your drink.
Anyway, and the store was filled with people stocking up.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
You didn't?
No, because I didn't think they were going to do it.
Yeah.
I really didn't think that they would do it.
It doesn't seem like real life. We do take our electricity for granted.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
It's happening.
Right, so that's it's happening. I think, you know, now, if you hadn't been paying attention...
Speaking of not paying attention, we were over at dinner at my sister-in-law and brother's house last mm-hmm. night, and I go, oh, you guys ready if they turn the power off? And they're like, what?
Oh.
Like, completely
so
oblivious.
They don't listen or watch any news.
Oh, yeah, and then they go, oh, they're talking about turning off the power in all these neighborhoods. I go, he's like, when does that? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, a whole town burned down
under
last year. Like, the year before
ledge?
That, like,
yeah.
You know, Coffee Park is a freaking neighborhood. It looks just like this neighborhood. And it burned down. And he's like, well, yeah, but, you know, I'm like, the Oakland Hills. Have you never heard of the Oakland Hills fire? But they haven't. They've lived here for a year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
they're
so they don't know. I go, I'm like, yeah. And Debbie goes, so everything in my fridge is going to melt? Mm-hmm. I go, yeah. They're going to turn off the power, Deb. So you're not going to have power. Well, for how long? I don't know, 5 to 7 days. What? That seems like a long time.
Yeah.
And they're all like, why are they doing it now? I'm like, because of the conditions.
I don't think it's going to go 5 to 7 days, but I most definitely now see that this is the, look at the power we have on you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean that to be funny, but there's no but a bump.
Right.
They have the power.
Yes. They've got the power.
Dang, man.
They dole it out.
I signed up just right now, actually, for the text messages to receive an alert in case my neighborhood goes out.
Right. Which is the way to do it, you know. Then at least you'll be aware.
Yeah.
We have plenty of water.
Uh-huh.
We have a little Bunsen burner stove, whatever those things are called, you know.
Is that like a camping stove?
It's like a little camping stove with an LP gas or whatever, those little screw-in canisters of gas.
Nah.
So we'll be able to heat up beans.
Oh, good.
For me, I've been trying to quit food anyway, so I'm super excited.
That's great. You know what? I'd love to not be able to eat anything.
Right. Drink water the whole time.
My kids aren't going to be stoked, but I am going to drop 3 pounds.
If it kills you.
Yeah, it'll be too bad if I throw all that ice cream out in this thing. But, and John's got, you know, he's got all the coolers out ready to go in case we need to pack them with ice and pack the stuff in there.
Well, that's the problem. You needed to have already gotten the ice.
Well, we don't have any place to store the ice, so I think what we're going to do is, well, we have some, we've been bagging our ice that our ice maker makes, so our freezer's stuffed with that, and then we'll just, you know, have to go far and wide to get as much ice as we can after the fact, because, well, yeah, I don't know. Where am I going to keep the ice?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I just don't have any place to keep 12 bags of ice, which is what I think we need.
Well,
but, you know, on the other hand, we'll figure it out. We'll all live through it. I have candles and flashlights and batteries and, you know, all the things. Five to 7 days sounds
exorbitant. Do you really think they're going to turn you off in Mill Valley? I don't.
Well, they are turning places off in Mill Valley. We just happen to not be one of the places. Apparently, Sausalito's out, which is right next door.
Already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this morning. I was just saying that. The tunnel's out.
All the
streetlights are out. And the actual signals, the red lights. I didn't even think of that. You think, oh, well, they'll leave the red lights, right? The stoplights, but no.
No,
are out too.
They're just going to keep their buildings on.
Yeah, that'll be good. At least we'll have AC. Go there and be cool.
Oh, you know. PG&E's building?
Yeah, they got to be comfortable.
Cool,
you know,
off.
We want them to be happy and comfortable.
I was listening to John Evans did a report talking to the PG&E spokesperson. And he was asking about, so are people going to receive refunds you know, the time? And she said, well, no. Why would we give refunds when you're not even using your electricity?
Oh, you.
Why, you. And she said, but if people want to throw in a claim, we'll certainly take a look at everyone's claim.
Yeah.
Well, when my house gets robbed because the power's been off, and so the alarm didn't go off when some guys broke in, are you prepared to reimburse me for all the stuff that was stolen?
Right. I mean, think about the looting that could happen.
I thought about it a lot this morning.
Yeah.
As she's talking, the way she was
saying
things.
That's the word for it. Because they're so like, well, screw you. This is what you get.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is what we get?
And she says, well, that's why we're alerting you. No refunds. We're alerting you that this could be possible happen.
I guess.
And he's like, well, what about the people that have
medical
issues? Well, that's why we're letting you know ahead of time. That's why we're letting you know. Well, what are people supposed to do? Well, they should make other arrangements.
Like what, move into the PG&E building?
Yeah, he's like, go to the hospital? Well, they just need to, you know, think about it ahead of time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's, okay. I'm telling you, this move is an up yours. And
huge one.
It's as if we've done something to them.
Right. Well, we have. We sued them when they burned our down.
But I, you know what? I didn't sue them.
Yeah.
The general public didn't sue them. Mm. The people whose houses burned down did.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
Right. And that's for the court to decide.
Right, instead of taking responsibility for that. And I mean, it's the non-apologetic attitude. Oh,
well,
man.
On one hand.
So inconvenient.
I had it in my head. This is honestly, as you think about PR moves, in my head I thought, I can see how putting this word out and getting everybody sort of alerted and alarmed and steeled to it, and then at the, you know, the final moment going, we've been able to figure it out, everything's fine. Like, then it puts them in the hero position. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, everyone, we've been able to, you're going to be okay, and we're look at us. We did a bunch of work, and we were able to keep your power on. I was thinking, oh, that's the move.
Right.
That's a PR move, right? But
well,
now
I'm
seeing it's actually going to be more of a long-term play, which is an up yours, like, sit there for a while.
Forever.
Sit in the dark for a while and think about it,
right.
What you've done.
The thing is, it's if they don't turn off the power and there is a fire and it can get traced back to them, then they needed to do this. The thing is, if there are no fires and they turn off the power, everyone just bitches. But if there is a fire,
well, I think, okay, so carry that down the line, though. So, we know what happened last year. So have you been clearing the brush around all of your...
And have you been hardening these things? Like, why are there not, like, emergency shutdowns for on every pole? I mean, I don't know how this whole thing would work, but it seems to me if something fell over and broke, there should be an emergency shutoff for that.
That's the other thing, since we don't know, because we all don't.
Right.
We all take
I don't
it
know,
granted.
Right. There's wires. I assume they're bringing me power.
What's going on with them? What sneaky thing are they up to that, maybe they're sitting there like, these people don't know, so we should give them teach them a little lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe we should send a reporter over there to your building and see what you guys are up to.
And what you've got the temperature set for.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People are saying to buy dry ice.
Oh.
That might work. They're saying maybe John can freeze water bottles instead, and that'll help with the...
Right.
Stacking. People are reminding us
that's a good
to
idea.
Make sure and get cash out of the bank in case you have to buy stuff and stores are down.
I'm going to make a list that I'm going to
text
what's to John.
So terrible.
Do that. My sewing machine's not going to work, is it? That sucks.
In my head, since I had it figured out that they weren't going to ultimately do this, yesterday I had the best day. Instead of getting ice and supplies and taking care of my family...
You went and got Miller Lite, and we're like, what's all these people doing in here?
No. I went surfing for 2 hours. It was a perfect day. I mean, the fog rolled in for a little while, so frankly, even that was fine. But then the sun cleared, and I'm sitting there with like two guys in heaven going, I'm exercising. I'm outside. I'm surfing. I'm having so much fun. And I got home at 5 something, right as dinner's happening. My brother's like, I put up two, he did all the honey-do list.
Oh, that's great.
Christina put him to work.
That's great. How long is he there for?
They leave. Well, actually, it was funny because at dinner, I'm like, you guys should stay and let's see what happens with this power thing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're pulling out at 8 a.m.
So they're gone.
As soon as the sun rises, we're out of here,
man. Are you sure you don't want to hang? I mean, it might be fun.
Feel like camping.
Sit in the dark and tell stories by flashlight.
Mm. You can play Sorry by candlelight. It'll be so fun.
Anyway, no, they're not going to. They're leaving. They're out of here.
How's Jan doing?
Good. Don't start with me, you and your
crush.
There's my no crush. Crush. She's crushing me. Is what she's doing.
Well,
how dare you?
Just wondering, where did he sleep? What did he wear?
I don't know. I was in bed long before anybody.
What room did you put him in?
In the guest room.
Oh. On the first floor?
The rec room. There's a bed in there.
Yeah.
So nice. I'm sure he walked in there with his Miller Lite, his final Miller Lite of the night. One more for the road.
The road to bed.
Right.
Today at 8 a.m. they leave, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm. I'll have to be sure and say hi to them. I'm sure your mom's going to want to listen to your show.
Anyway... We've all let it out, and I'm sure that you guys want to as well. You can text us at 800-400-3697.
Ton of texts coming through.
We'll read them. Let our friends know how we feel about this power shut off.
Our friends at PG&E.
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Some people are reminding us. Don't forget, there are plenty of good people at PG&E.
No one's saying there aren't tons of great people.
We're talking about all those executives who got their big fat bonuses, even though they burned our state down. And now they're punishing us for burning our state down. By the way, your mom and, I mean, actually, she lives in the desert, huh? So she probably doesn't have to worry about it.
They
as
might
much.
Have to. Yeah, they
but
may
talking
have the
about
same problem.
All the way up and down California. This isn't just our problem.
Right.
But it's... And they're also saying places that are very low fire risk mm-hmm. might be on the way to some place with a fire risk, and they might get shut down just because they've got to shut that area down.
So
good luck, everyone. It's freaking great.
I'll keep you up as stuff comes up. Oh, that I just got the headline on my power shutoffs have begun.
Yeah.
So
well, last night at midnight, right, or somewhere thereabouts.
They were saying that, and then they moved it to noon today, but no power in Napa and St. Helena, someone is saying. I think Vacaville, someone was saying there wasn't any power there.
Well, I hope your device is charged up so you can listen to us on radio.com.
Someone is saying listening to you guys on radio.com right now.
It's going
to
be a thing. I mean, in terms of getting... one of the things I'm tripping on, I thought about this last night. So we won't lose power here?
I have no idea.
We have backup generators
and
here.
San Francisco County is not...
going to
be affected by this, mm-hmm. according to what I was listening to yesterday.
And they said that this morning, KCBS.
All right.
Every place else, though. Anyhow.
So, I can't believe it.
Survivors may be on tonight. You just that's kind of bumming me out now.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to have power to see that.
There was a fire last night in Mill Valley, Sarah.
Was there?
Fernwood Canyon. Do you know
where that is? Oh, yeah. I know exactly where that is.
Firefighters quickly stopped the spread of a brush fire Tuesday evening in Mill Valley. The blaze, called the Fern Fire, sparked at the top of Fernwood Canyon.
Wow.
This according to the Marin County Fire Department.
That's out off Homestead Valley. I wonder if that's part of where they were talking. I was looking at the map of where they're probably going to shut stuff down in Mill Valley. Like that whole, there's so many hills there. I mean, it's a valley and it's got hills all the way around. And I used to have dreams at my old house. We lived way up at the top of the canyon, surrounded by eucalyptus trees and these, trees that burn like anything. And I would have dreams that like there was a wildfire.
Wow.
Just, oh, now I live in the flats.
With the common
people, I'm just a man of the people now.
Yes.
But it's just very, it's a different, now I worry because I'm built on landfill, so I'm worried about liquefaction or whatever the hell they call it in an earthquake. So I'm more worried about earthquakes now, but less worried about fires.
You got to worry about something, right?
Yeah, you got to worry, there's always something, flooding. I'm worried about that.
It ain't one
it
thing.
It is wet down there.
It's another.
It's wet down there, Vin. You should see that creek when it gets going. Oh, boy. It's hot. Anyway, it's hump day.
Yeah, that's funny. I started laughing when you first opened up your mic. And it's hump day. Survivor.
Yep, Survivor. Survivor and hump day, they go hand in hand.
I was thinking, because I was reading, Survivor's on tonight. And I thought, how long is it going to take?
Not long.
Before she says it.
No.
Well,
it's
we're living
top of
it.
Mind.
Your
we're living
word
it here in
survivor.
The Bay Area.
Right.
Survivor for real.
Right.
Hope
get
you can light a fire.
Fill them with frozen water bottles. And what was the other thing? Somebody else had another
dry ice.
Dry ice, and then I thought there was one other thing that I was going to warn John about, but he's got a lot to do today. You're ready for this.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, I can play Sudoku by candlelight. That'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Someone said, do you know how many fires get started by candles?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, my God.
No doubt.
Mm.
Yeah. Make sure your candles are somewhere nice and contained. And don't set them by the
PG&E
curtain.
Will be able to say, it wasn't us.
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't
oh, yeah.
Me.
No, there'll be fires and they'll be in the clear. Oh, no. We turned the power off to that area.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been us.
Dude.
Yeah, but us trying to heat our homes and... light our homes, lit our homes on fire.
Someone else texted in somewhere. There's so many texts coming through right now, but they said in Sonoma that they've been told that get used to this. This is going to be the norm every year. The new norm.
Yeah. How about the places that are going to suffer the worst from this are the first ones to get upgraded? Like, is there no fix for these things? I thought it was like a lack of maintenance on these lines. Go back and maintain them. Get them. What? You're charging us twice as much as you used to charge us.
It feels like...
Oh, those bastards.
Because we don't know.
Right.
How all
something.
This works.
I'm mad.
Here we are. Well, tell us.
Yeah.
PR person, come out and say what it is you're doing to make sure this doesn't happen
right.
again.
How are you going to mitigate this in the future? Yes, we get it. There's a fire season. What are you going to do to make sure you don't light any of those and don't deny us power?
What secrets are you keeping from us? Are puppies and kitties running on wheels to keep the power going around here? And
what is happening?
I mean, what is it? What sneaky thing don't you want us to know?
I want to get solar and those battery backups.
That's what I need. It's a battery backup.
What everybody needs. Can you have solar, right? Can you get that retrofitted to have the...
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I've been too busy. You know.
Yes.
There's a one-year-old in my house. No, that was just yesterday.
Buying Miller Lite.
I've had very little time.
Check it out what your brother's wearing a bed. Oh, you didn't do that for me. I forgot.
Why would I do that ever? That's so
for me.
Stupid.
Hello. I thought you loved me. God.
Oh, my God.
Was that when you just mentioned that you went to the supermarket and bought beer for your brother? Is that weird?
I bought ice cream for me.
Right. But then putting beer
wasn't weird
on the counter, like, that's not weird.
No. You weren't like, yum, Miller Lite.
No, I don't do it a lot. Right. Like, that is a rare occasion because quite frankly, I wouldn't even want anyone to see me putting it on the counter and going,
oh my God,
what
Vinny.
In the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't weird. I really don't. My life was misery. There at the end, I wasn't happy. I wasn't have. There was no fun being had.
Right,
it's not
like partying.
I got off the party circuit, and you know they had to pull me off because I was just having too much fun. It was misery. So I'm not. I don't look at that as like a joyful reunion.
Right.
To go back to that would mean something bad has happened to me. You know what I mean?
I do.
So throwing that on the counter was like. Whatever, Jan. Yeah. Drink up, buddy. You and your Miller
He prefers
Miller Lite.
Young.
I know. Don't wink at me.
I didn't wink at you. Oh. Why would I ever do that? KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. Be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.